Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
My favorite segment of the week. Travel tips. We all love to travel. Don't have to go far to enjoy the joys of travel. And DJ, I know a lot of people are saying, well, you know, the price of everything is up. Gasoline is up. Airline tickets are up. Hotel prices are up. How can you scratch that itch and do so responsibly? What are some things you've learned over the past couple of months?
Well, yeah, I think like everybody, I'm looking at summer travel and even some trips this spring and looking at prices of things and shocked by, you know, some of the prices for airline tickets where you used to be able to go places for 100 or 200 bucks. And now in a lot of cases, that's double. And you go, yeah, all right, I was looking at trying to go somewhere on the East Coast from Minneapolis. And it's 300 bucks minimum to go anywhere on the East Coast. And I was looking at June, for example. And
you mean for flights?
For flights. Yep. Yep.
Yeah.
300 bucks round trip. And that's like the bare bottom. Like it's hard to find anything cheaper than that. And depending on where you're going, it could be $400, $500, $600. And it's, you know, if you're trying to do a trip with a family like I am, that can really add up fast. And then even once you get there, then you're doing the rental car and gas prices are high and hotel and everything. And it can just add up fast. So I think a lot of people are looking around going, okay, when should we try to travel this year? So I just wanted to share a couple of the ways. And here's how I'm thinking about it, in really small or really big ways, like where that leads me. If things are really expensive, some of the normal things that I would consider doing, even like some flights to Denver, which are always usually cheap, like, okay, you used to be able to go to Denver for, you know, maybe $89 round trip, and now that as well is double. I go, okay, am I really going to do that? So the first thing I'll share is just what I did last weekend. We had kind of a free weekend, and we thought about doing a quick flight somewhere, or we found a really cool place we wanted to rent that was way up north. It was like 5 hours away, which we would do. Like, I wouldn't think twice about driving 5 hours in a weekend. It's a lot, but I would do it. But then you start thinking about, all right, we like that place, but I'm going to spend $300 in gas in a weekend just to go there. And I go, I don't know if I'm really doing that. So here's what we did. We rented a tiny little Airbnb that was actually like it was just a house in the country, like outside of Hinckley, that this, you know, it's like a house and they have a barn and some outbuildings, and then they have some acreage and they have three little cabins that they've built on their property. And it was like a studio cabin. So there's the, you know, kitchen, living room, and a bed area right there. And then they had this little loft. We called it Winter's Princess Castle that she got to sleep in up in the loft. And there was like little books and toys up there. And we had to help her climb the little ladder to get up to her loft. And you know, we brought a little pack and play for our two-year-old. And it was like nothing spectacular, right? We're just at some little tiny cabin on some little nondescript farm, and we went to downtown Mora and stumbled on a little fundraiser, and they're, you know, singing songs in the street, and we went to a park. And like one of the highlights, completely unexpected, but we're on this like property and there's cats. And my kids just fall in love. Like, we don't have animals at our house, but they fall in love with these two cats, and they're playing with the cats and running around in the grass with them. And you know, the whole thing was like $100 a night to rent this deal, and it's an hour away, and we brought most of our own food and went out for coffee a couple times. And in the face of, you know, we could have spent $1,000 or $2,000 or more that weekend, and we chose to just keep it simple, go an hour away, rent something for two nights, and we still had a really great adventure. And I love this. We actually, the way we do a lot of these things is my family will come pick me up from work because we want to get going right away at 6 o'clock on a Friday, right after the happy hour. I want to get on the road. Right. And Katrina said she was packing up the car, and she couldn't find the kids. The kids were in the car. They went to the car because they know it's coming. They know it's Adventure Day. And they climbed into their car seats on their own. And they're just waiting for mom to buckle them in so they can go.
But DJ,
yeah.
Your kids don't know and your kids don't care as long as you're together as a family.
Yep.
And you
yep.
you put your finger on it. It was an adventure.
Yes.
I mean, you could go to some posh hotel. Your kids wouldn't care. But the fact that you're all together, being spontaneous. I love the fact that you went into Mora. And we have so many great little towns.
Yes, yes.
You should explore all of them. They should all be on your wish list.
Agreed.
That is so cool.
Yeah,
I love that.
It was really fun. So,
Isn't that why you named her Caper? So you can go have
capers?
So we
could go on capers. That's exactly right. Okay, so that's my first bit of advice. And the second bit of advice is going to be completely different, okay?
Oh.
Uh-oh.
Because here's the deal. While a lot of traditional travel, including like domestic airfare, is really high right now, there are still some corners of the market where you can find a good deal. For example, we're looking at maybe doing something this summer, and I was exploring some tickets, and I ran across some international tickets that were actually fairly reasonable. Like,
really?
Yes. So like, we just heard that there's a new airline flying to Frankfurt, Germany. I forget the name
Condor.
Of the airline. Yes, Condor.
Condor.
So
yeah.
When things like
Condor.
That happened, now all of a sudden Frankfurt, Germany is one of the cheapest places, at least for a few month period, it's one of the cheaper places in Europe to fly to. I found flights to Frankfurt, Germany starting at around $600 round trip. And, you know, depending on when you go, you might be $700 or $800 or $900. But under $1,000 to go to Europe, if you're thinking about going to Europe and you're going, should I go to Orlando for $600 round trip or should I go to Frankfurt, Germany for $900 round trip? Well, go to Frankfurt. Now's the time. Like, go to Europe if you can find a flight like that. Now, your schedule might have to be flexible and, you know, it depends on what your situation is. But it might be the time where the domestic travel has gone up double, but the travel to Europe might be about the same or only a little more. So maybe it's the time to go. I also found tickets. Sun Country, our hometown airline, goes direct to Anchorage, Alaska, which I really want to go there because it's the last state that I haven't been to. I've got 49 down and one to go and round trip to Alaska this June. Next month, I found tickets starting as low as $320. And that's a direct flight to Anchorage, Alaska.
Yeah,
so, again,
you got to see Denali.
I know. I want to go see Denali. And again, that's cheaper than flying to Baltimore. So, which one are you going to choose? Anchorage or Baltimore?
Weird.
Let's go.
That's crazy.
Well, I'm thinking.
Yeah, don't go to Baltimore.
go to Anchorage.
Go to Anchorage. Yeah. Now, once you get there, you know, gas is $5 a gallon and you'll pay $200 a day for a rental car and stuff. So, just know that that is a possibility.
I liked Fairbanks, too. I mean, Alaska's like going to a different country.
Is it from Fairbanks to Anchorage? You can drive that, right?
You can do it, and Denali is kind of in the middle.
Yes.
I think it's probably like 4 hours, maybe 4 or 5 hours to drive from Anchorage, but it's a gorgeous drive. And Anchorage is such a cool town.
Yeah.
Just spend some time wandering around Anchorage. Yeah, you should definitely do that.
Okay.
You'd love it.
Well, we'll see. I'm undecided about all of that, but I'm looking at some untraditional things because the normal
good
domestic flights are not doing it for me right now.
You know what's even cheaper is Mora.
Mora is cheaper. Yes. I know. Yes. I don't think I'm going to Mora for a whole week, though. Weekend was good.
Go see the cats. Super fun. DJ, great stuff. Preach and travel
you,
with DJ.
DJ.
We love hearing about your adventures.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh.